We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Put a little bit more. You'll be a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Hello, veg embracing viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbang, Amphion, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arserna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. and in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khurtur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Independence Day of Lesotho is celebrated. In ecology news, Beijing, China opens its first computer-controlled greenhouse. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring the Mathura Youth Sports Association, which assists young people of Nairobi, Kenya, to develop into responsible and healthy citizens. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 4 is World Animal Day. It is a wonderful time to honour our innocent animal friends for the innumerable ways they help us and enrich our lives. First initiated in 1931 to raise awareness of endangered species, this special occasion now includes all animals and is celebrated around the world. This date was chosen as it is the feast day of Saint Francis of Assisi, the patron saint of animals. Blessing ceremonies for animals, fundraisers for shelters and animal advocacy groups, music festivals, radio talk shows, seminars, school projects and animal welfare awareness walks are among the many activities planned for the day. Let's join together and show our love for animals this and every day by adopting the cruelty-free vegan diet.
Flying News. Supreme Master Ching-Hai International Association Relief News Update from South Korea. On the eve of the traditional Chuseok Harvest Festival in late September, when the weather is normally clear and sunny, a heavy downpour caused flooding in the northeastern city of Seoul. More than 7,000 homes, roads, and subway lines were inundated, hindering travel and holiday family reunions. The South Korean government stated that aid would be made available for flood-related losses.
Expressing her concern for the situation, Supreme Master Ching-Hai requested our nearby association members to please ask the government if any more help was necessary and to go if possible to assist the flood afflicted, saying that funds were available for emergency needs. After finding that adequate financial aid was being provided by the government, our nearby association's relief team went to help restore the home of one 81-year-old elderly gentleman who they discovered was living alone.
추석 전날 어디 갔다 오니까 물이 그렇게 찼으니 뭐 걔들 걱정할까 봐 나 볼 일이 있어서 못 간다고 핑계 대고서 안 가고 애들은 여기 괜찮은 줄 알으니까 여기까지
물 거기까지 찼어요?
네 그러고 이제 3일 동안 경로당에 가졌어.
Fortunately, in this case, the local community center had supplied new household items to replace damaged ones, while our association's relief team was able to provide the needed manpower to clean and restore order in the house.
수재를 당하신 곳에 찾아가서 설거지를 하고 말래를 놀고 했어요. 이게 남의 일이 아니라 내 일이구나. 이것이 언제 닦일지 모르는 지구 온난화 문제하고 같이 연관된 문제라 생각되면서 마음이 좀 굉장히 아팠어요.
동해 여러분들하고 그 도와주신 분들 참 고맙고요. 또 지원금까지 그렇게 줘서 참 고맙습니다.
With appreciation for the South Korean government and community's prompt response to the affected, we also thank Supreme Master Ching-Hai for her loving support as well as our association's relief team. May the storm-afflicted residents swiftly regain the regularity of their day-to-day lives as we pray that weather extremities like these subside through our collective eco-conscious efforts.
Severe storms slash Caribbean nations. On Friday, October 1st, ongoing heavy rains in Haiti were reported to have caused the death of 8 people, in addition to the 6 storm-related deaths the previous week, while dozens of houses were newly destroyed and fields flooded. In the south of the nation, relief efforts are being hindered by damaged roads that resulted in some areas being cut off. Officials issued a yellow warning across the country, as the storms are likely to intensify. In nearby Cuba, around 300 people were evacuated and went to stay with relatives or in temporary shelters as 8 houses collapsed in the municipality of Pilon. And in Granma Province, 300 buildings were flooded as hundreds of thousands of pounds of food crops and infrastructure were damaged.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai asked our nearby association members to please see if the Haitian or Cuban governments were in need of assistance and to go, if possible, to assist the most vulnerable storm victims. She added that funds are available for urgent needs.
We thank the Haitian and Cuban officials for their caring attention and Supreme Master Ching-Hai for her kind-hearted concern. Our sympathies to those who lost loved ones to these storms as we wish all residents a soon recovery of their regular lives and that our efforts as kinder stewards of the ecosphere help such disasters to subside.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New European Voluntary Humanitarian Aid Corps. In accordance with the provision of the Lisbon Treaty, member state volunteers may soon have the opportunity to contribute to humanitarian aid operations of the European Union. To facilitate this goal, a consultation was recently held by Kristalina Georgieva, head of the European Commission for International Cooperation, Humanitarian Aid and Crisis Response, where the initial concept for the European Voluntary Humanitarian Aid Corps, or EVHAC, was launched. A pilot project is planned for next year and will be followed by a legislative proposal. Commissioner Georgieva stated, "All trends show that volunteering in general is on the rise in the EU, including in the area of humanitarian aid, where more and more citizens want to be involved in EU efforts. The volunteers will have to be well prepared and able to integrate seamlessly as demand-driven teams." Our accolades, Commissioner Georgieva and European Union, on this remarkable initiative to facilitate public involvement in humanitarian efforts. May your mission be met with fruitful success in benefiting both the lives of the European volunteers and brethren recipients in need.
Winners of Right Livelihood Award announced. On Thursday, September 30th, Sweden-based foundation The Right Livelihood honored four recipients for their practical and exemplary solutions to improve people's lives and the health of the environment. The honorees, who also received 200,000 euros to further their work, include the organization Physicians for Human Rights Israel for their mobile clinics that serve the Palestinian people, Nepalese activist Sri Krishna Upadhyay, and the nonprofit group Sapros, which works to reduce poverty and raise literacy rates, Catholic Bishop Erwin Drautler in Brazil for his work on behalf of indigenous people and the environment, and Nigerian environmentalist Nimo Bassi, who is also the chair of Friends of the Earth International. Our hearty applause, Right Livelihood honorees. Blessed be such noble endeavors as yours in bringing hope, love, and care to better the lives of neighboring family and friends across the globe.
Retired U.S. military personnel report on peace-promoting activity of UFOs. A panel of seven retired U.S. Air Force personnel held a joint press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., where they shared their experiences of unidentified flying objects, or UFO, while they were on duty working on or around nuclear weapons. In many cases, the presence of the UFOs coincided with the nuclear weapons becoming mysteriously deactivated. Former missile commander Robert Salas reported an incident at an Air Force base in Montana, USA in 1967, when security personnel above ground called him urgently, saying that glowing red objects were over the nuclear missile silo, which was located 60 feet underground. Immediately after, they discovered that the missiles had been deactivated. UFO researcher Robert Hastings, who accompanied the Air Force officers for the press briefing, stated that similar incidents had been reported in the former Soviet Union, as described in declassified files. He went on to say regarding the missile shutdown incidents, "My opinion is that whoever are aboard these craft are sending a signal to both Washington and Moscow, among others, that we are playing with fire, that the possession and threatened use of nuclear weapons potentially threatens the human race and the integrity of the planetary environment." We thank the Air Force members and Mr. Hastings for your candid statements that bring us these remarkable insights. May we grow to know more and more of the benevolent intent of all beings that encourage us to walk a more peaceful path on Earth.
Four policemen freed. In response to appeals from family, officials, and non-government organizations, as well as key negotiations by local journalists, four policemen who had been detained since September 21st were released on Thursday, September 30th in India. The policemen had disappeared in a forest about 525 kilometers south of Raipur, but have now been returned to Dantewada district unharmed. We thank heaven for the well-being of the four policemen as we send our grateful appreciation to the journalists and all the others whose concerned voices helped ensure their peaceful freedom, wishing them loving reunions with families, friends, and caring colleagues.
Pioneering surgery reconstructs woman's fractured leg. Following a 2001 accident in which the bones of her lower leg were severely fractured, Ms. Diane Studdard of Kent, United Kingdom, had 11 surgeries, none of which were successful. Faced with the prospect of amputation, Ms. Studdard decided to undergo a new approach that would use her own stem cells combined with a lengthening technique.
When orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anand Shetty and team of Spire Alexander Hospital in Kent mix the patient's bone marrow with her stem cells and apply them to the bone area, new healthy bone started to form within days, mending the fracture. To lengthen Miss Studdard's leg, Dr. Shetty and team place her stem cells on a healthy part of the bone. They then use an advanced device to exert a constant and gentle tension that causes the bone to grow 1 centimeter per month. This is the first time a procedure using the patient's stem cells and leg lengthening have been combined together. With a final evaluation to be made in 18 months, Dr. Shetty stated that Ms. Studdard's recovery options are very hopeful. Many thanks, Dr. Shetty and team, for your professional care in applying this pioneering approach. Wishing Ms. Studdard the best on her road to a complete recovery, and that such a procedure may continue to advance to help many others.
Save our planet. Amazon suffers drought conditions in Brazil. The country's geological service reports that the Amazon River, the world's longest at almost 7,000 kilometers, has shrunk to its lowest level in nearly half a century, with the waterway in the city of Manaus a significant 4 meters below its average depth of 23 meters.
Final data to be released later in October is expected to confirm that the current drought is the worst Brazil has experienced since 1963. 7 remote communities normally accessible only by water have now become isolated as their tributary disappeared.
Brazilian Geological Service, we appreciate this information despite its disturbing implications for brethren in Brazil and throughout the world. We pray for swift actions that restore the majestic Amazon and protect all lives on the planet.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared her concern about the rapidly diminishing waterways that threaten our survival while urging for the most immediate solution.
We have over 6 billion people in this world, and the source of groundwater for wells, which support half of our world population, are dying, drying up, and top 10 global river systems drying or ebbing away, and 3 billion people are short of water. How many more, I don't know. How many more of suffering people are we waiting before we take action? Please do it now. Just be veg. Stop the meat, dairy, fish industry. Be benevolent. Create a merciful energy that will envelop our world, that will emit mercy, love, protection for us and our children on this planet. Please take action now. Very simple. Just be veg.
Save our planet. Azerbaijani government hosts Caspian Week. In commemoration of both World Maritime Day and the Week of the Caspian Sea, Azerbaijan's Ecology and Natural Resources Ministry hosted events such as the Cleaning Day along various sections of the nation's 955-kilometer eastern shoreline, along with presentations on protecting the Caspian Sea's resources.
Volunteers cleared over 65 tons of household and industrial waste from the coastlines. Personnel from the Ecology and Natural Resources Ministry also released 500,000 sturgeon into the Caspian Sea as part of an ongoing effort since 2003 to rebalance the regional marine ecosystem.
Bravo and our accolades, government and people of Azerbaijan, for your attentive actions to restore the Caspian Sea and coastline. May we all strive to similarly live in harmony with nature through our considerate care of the environment.
Save our planet. Colombian farmers who grow coffee on the nation's mountain slopes say that the damage to yields caused by climate change may soon force them to switch to other crops.
Save our planet. U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, scientists find that the dust produced by human activities such as land being cleared for livestock and agriculture in the southwestern USA is speeding mountain snowmelt, which is significantly reducing runoff and the amount of water available for human use.
Save our planet. Saying that soil degradation jeopardizes access to food, clean water, and other resources, a new 128-page atlas produced by the European Commission's Joint Research Center indicates key areas of potential threats to soil biodiversity across the continent.
Hello, It's me, Toppy the Grasshopper, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. Before you send your red newspapers to the recycling bin, you may be able to use them for other purposes. For example, you can crumple some sheets and put them inside boots that have gotten wet. The paper will help absorb the moisture for faster drying. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our globe.
In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of Lesotho, commemorating its self-rule attained in 1966. Referred to as Kingdom in the Sky, Lesotho is adjacent to South Africa on all sides. Tamana Nhlayana is the country's highest peak and is the tallest mountain in Africa, south of Kilimanjaro. Notable individuals from Lesotho include distinguished writer Mr. Thomas Mokupu Mufolo and acclaimed composer Mr. Joshua Polumu Mwafelua. May the fine citizens of Lesotho have a splendid Independence Day.
In ecology news, Beijing, China opens its first computer-controlled greenhouse, a major scientific program of the municipal government. The Xingpeng Plant Factory will be providing seedlings of fruit, vegetables and flowers to domestic growers. It's the largest of its type of facility in China, with a floor space of almost 1,300 square metres. A computer system monitors the temperature, light, humidity and the amount of nutrients added to the solution in which the plants are grown. The factory, which uses a solar power generator, is expected to produce 15 million pesticide-free seedlings yearly. Congratulations, Beijing, China, on this fine agricultural endeavour. May it lead to an abundance of flourishing crops, providing nutritious plant-based sustenance for many. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Mathari Youth Sports Association, which helps young people of Nairobi, Kenya through sports. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more touching news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a compassionate world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Mathari Youth Sports Association, which holds environmental cleanups in Nairobi, Kenya.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The The Mater Youth Sports Association, or MYSA, is dedicated to assisting the youth of the eastern areas of Nairobi, Kenya, to mature into responsible and healthy citizens. Founded in 1987, the nonprofit is one of the innovators in the field of connecting sports, community development, and self-help endeavors. Currently, close to 25,000 youngsters are members of 1,600 teams which take part in MYSA projects.
Sports training and football tournaments are held within 16 disadvantaged areas of Nairobi. Environmental cleanups take place weekly, in which refuse is taken to designated sites and trees are planted in public areas and schools. Other programs include workshops in photography, which provide participants the opportunity to learn valuable skills. Two libraries have also been established, plus a mobile service which brings books to schools.
The HIV/AIDS Prevention and Awareness Project utilizes methods such as peer counseling, drama, puppetry, games, and recreational activities to share important information. MYSA Sports and Leadership Academy offers training for young athletes in football and in community enhancement. In 2006, MYSA was the winner at the Street Football World Festival Tournament during the International Federation of Association Football, or FIFA World Cup, in Germany. Bravo, Mater Youth Sports Association, for your fantastic multifaceted work. May it assist many of God's beautiful children to thrive in happiness and fulfillment on a loving and sustainable earth.
Please join us for a joke told in Armenian entitled Resolutions.
Ես որոշեցի այս նոր տարվա իմ վճիռը սկսել փետրվարից։ Ես վճռել եմ չհապաղել։
And now for our viewers' hardline on Julius Berger and John John Berger, cello duo in concert on Enlightening Entertainment.
Wunderbare Musiker, herrlicher Klang und Harmonie. Eine Freude, ein glückliches Ehepaar zu sehen. Beste Wünsche für euch. Fatima aus Deutschland.
Well wishing, Fatima. Thanks for your happy note. May beautiful music such as that created by Julius and Jungzong Berger continue to bring us closer to celestial melodies. Love and blessings to you and the elevated citizens of Germany.
Do you have a hardline today? We welcome your hardlines and stories. You can send them to hardline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hardline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May goodness and serenity be your forever companions. Wishing you a grace-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In accordance with the nation's human rights plan, Indonesia becomes the 84th signatory of the UN Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearances, which ensures against excessive detainment.
Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualla meets with Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari and agrees to restore diplomatic relations, with ambassadors being reinstated in their respective countries.
As part of the Giving Pledge campaign encouraging the world's richest people to donate at least half their fortunes to charity, billionaire philanthropists Bill Gates and Warren Buffett received a generous response from wealthy Chinese at a benefit dinner in Beijing, China.
U.S.-based multinational media corporation Walt Disney modifies a uniform requirement for Muslim trainee Noor Abdallah so that she can wear a religious headscarf during her interactions with park guests.
Japanese electronics company Panasonic unveils a robot whose abilities to shampoo, wash hair, and massage scalps for patients are seen as a welcome addition to understaffed healthcare facilities.
for the Jewish Festival of Yom Kippur, Dr. Alan Kornberg from the Farm Sanctuary in the USA suggests that instead of engaging in the Kapparos ritual, which involves sacrificing a chicken, people perform a gesture of kindness and charity.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California, USA, signs a new anti-slavery bill into law requiring that California businesses disclose efforts to halt human exploitation and illegal employment in the supply chains associated with the products they sell.
The U.S. National Football League launches its Kick Hunger Challenge campaign, in which fans donate money on behalf of a particular team, with funds contributing to hunger relief in each of the team's respective cities.
At a ceremony for the European Union's first international conference on animal welfare education, His Royal Highness Prince Laurent of Belgium presents awards to 10 European children for the winning drawings in a contest, How to Make Animals Happy.
In addition to an initial 40 million euros, the European Union donates an additional 30 million euros to assist residents in flood-affected Pakistan.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.